You left those chocolates on the pillows!
Oh, I'm such a slut for the bare minimum.
Oh, you horse. You know exactly what you do to me. Touch star for the woods and the little chocolates on the pillows. Oh. Hmm? Coming! I know. Unplugged, not fussing, and I am here. Did somebody order a modern day woman? Meh. Too bad. That's all we have in stock. Who would have thunk I'd run into you in the woods? At a private, secluded cabin. Unthinkable. Wanna hook up? Yes, but what you don't understand is... I'm a slut. Thank you. For one, suggesting we go away, and two, booking a super, super, super cute cabin. Have I told you that you are very sexy, thoughtful, and smart? Because all of that's true, and not just because you're making my cottagecore dreams come true. You hungry? Me too. I have another question. What's cooking, good looking? And by cooking, I of course mean what are we ordering in, because it's us. Oh, come on. I know, but we can make things tomorrow. All the reviews said the food here is really good. Come on. Live a little. We're on vacation in a cabin in the woods. Let's be naughty. We've earned it. Kinda. Come on, it's okay as long as we sin together. That's how sinning works. Anything done as a pair could never be wrong. I'm hoping that if I stare at you long enough, you'll cave. Yes? Yes. I love when we indulge together, so... Let's see. Okay, we have Thai, Chinese, Indian, pizza. What are we feeling? Yeah. Let's do that. Okay. Once again, you have chosen well. You want some dips too? And there we go. The beauty of modern day overindulgence. What a time. What a time. What a time to be alive and barely thriving. We can at least order food to our door. What more do we want? I have another question. Could we somehow possibly maybe want to watch The Lord of the Rings? But he's my favorite. And I have a hobbity itch that I need scratched. Big time. The big old big time scratch right down my spine. And I also want to be Bilbo and live in Bag End. Cause he's so heckin' cute and wholesome and cottagecore, and need I say more? And he has a pantry with seed cakes and ale and red wine and cheeses and pickles and all sorts of... The feminine urge to be a hobbit. It's so real. It's over 9,000. Can a girl dream of living in a hole in the ground with the knowledge that she has a full larder? Her shelves are stocked, her cakes are in order, her jams have labels. Is that really so wrong? Good, because that's my dream and Bilbo helps me live it. Yes. Can we please watch the hobbity hobbity hop 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 hop?
Thank you.
Now, what are we drinking? I believe we have soda, fruity water, something on ice. Cover right up. Back in a flop. Or apparently not gone at all. Hello. You're stopping me from my drinks duties. I feel you are aware of this. So... excuse me, that's my neck. Then pray tell, why are you biting it? I am a hobbit of the Shire. I am wholesome and hairy and... How dare you? You would like pre-sexy times? Before the Lord of the Rings? I thought I knew you. Years of bonding and sharing feelings and being honest. All down the drain. I don't know you at all. I thought you were a man of culture. You are prioritizing sexy times over Samwise Gamgee. You are changed. And not for the better, I am disappointed. Proposal? Very quick sexy times, then food, then Samwise. 3, 2, 1, go. For Frodo! Okay, you feel like I ate a horse.
If horses are satisfying, I don't know. I would watch a 3-hour movie just about daily life in the Shire. 'Cause it's so cute and beautiful and simple, and I just want to be a hobbit. Really, really badly. But I have been cursed with height and non-hairy toes. My hair just all goes to my mustache. Thank you. I like to keep it thick and bushy. Maybe I could be a tall dwarf. No, I'm not pretty enough to be an elf. Aww. You're very cute. But honestly, I would rather be a hobbit. I suit the lifestyle more. Slow living, gardening, eating cakes and cheeses, having sacred breakfast at Elevis's. Who the heck doesn't want that? What would you be? I kind of always envisioned you as a wizard. Oh, 'cause you're weird and you just randomly show up places and you're like, hey, come do this with me. And I'm like, outside? Where the other people are? You're heckin' nuts. When you're like, there will be cheese, and I'm like, whoa. Well, you should have started with that. Oh, you'd be a hobbit, hmm? Why is that? You'd want to live with me? We're gonna live in a little hole together? You're so cute. I mean, you're equal parts foolish, but you're very cute and sweet, too. Well, you're always welcome in my bag end. I totally meant that. I thought you liked when I expressed myself freely. Well, don't you want to go in my bag, Al? Well, I hear it's warm and cozy and snug, and it makes you feel so good. Mm.
It's you. You infected me with degeneracy. I love you very much, but can we wait until the movie's over? How dare you? Do I look like someone who go back on their word? No. I very rarely pass up sexy times, thank you. In fact, I'm often the initiator, so don't even. You're scared you're gonna miss out?
Bilbo Baggins! I am not trying to rob you. I'm trying to help you.
I can't. The mutes live in me.
You asked for it. You got it. I would love to have sex after the movie. Because we don't get enough of our daily orgasms and it's sad. I am just resting and recovering energy. I will fuck you. I will. Do not challenge me or threaten me with a good time. I'll fight you with my genitals.
Don't know.
I don't know, but I'm resourceful and I'll find a way. Just find you naked and go on guard. Sam West. What a man. What a man.
I am in trouble, New Year, sir.
Potatoes.